Well, greetings, listeners. Welcome to the Cold Fusion Now podcast, where we bring you the latest developments in the science and engineering of Cold Fusion Leonard. I'm your host, Ruby Carrot. Today, I'm speaking with William Colas, the chief executive of the International Society for Condensed Matter Nuclear Science. William has a degree in biochemistry from the University of Oxford, a career in embedded software, and a passion for nuclear physics. He is also an expert in atomic weights. Welcome, William Colas.
Well, thank you very much, Ruby. I'm delighted to talk to you.
First, can you talk about the International Society of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science? How did you get started, and what is your mission?
The idea of creating a scientific society was discussed at some of the ASTI workshops at ICCF 8 in Italy. Is that right? I'm just wondering. Sorry. And at the 2001 Sochi Russian conference. We finally took the plunge in 2003 when it was clear that there was a strong consensus to organize some kind of association at the international level. And our mission is to promote what we then called cold fusion. And we did this by organizing and supporting scientific meetings, publishing an electronic journal, the Journal of Condensed Matter Nuclear Science, JCMNS, maintaining a freely accessible website containing the largest library of papers. And we also recognize outstanding contributions, mainly scientific contributions, with a series of gold, silver, and bronze medals. In short, we do all the things that a scientific society is expected to do.
Well, how do you see the society evolving in the future?
Well, ICMNS, unlike many nonprofits, is a democratic organization. So really the future is in the hands of its members who can elect officers and to carry out policy. The executive committee needs to be strengthened by recruiting younger, energetic candidates. I would like to retire myself as chief executive in the not too distant future. But one ambition I want to achieve is to convert the society to so-called CIO status. That is to say, charitably incorporated organization, which would simplify administration. And in order to finance the increasingly popular journal, we need to encourage more donations or some other source of funding.
Scientific research in CMNS has been a global effort since 1989. Talk about the international community and how they've contributed collectively to the data and how the variety of Leonard cold fusion effects reported is from a wide array of research skills all around the globe.
Well, that's quite a big question. To be honest, I'm not very happy about some of the scientific aspects of condensed matter nuclear science. I think the science has been systematically neglected by most researchers in favor of engineering, in particular demonstrating excess heat. Unfortunately, measuring heat alone, uncorrelated with any nuclear measurements, gives us very little information about the underlying processes. The outside observer is given the impression that cold fusion is still not proven, as its proponents are still trying to demonstrate that it is real. By concentrating on heat and eventual possible applications, researchers are actually ignoring the science. I would like to see these nuclear measurements, preferably in real time, which are orders of magnitude more sensitive than inconclusive excess heat.
William Colas, your work involves the theory of cold fusion. Are we any closer to figuring out how to initiate this reaction and develop a technology we can use?
Well, no government authority is going to license an unknown nuclear technology. In order to show it is safe, we need a complete understanding of the nuclear processes involved. In fact, this thought carries on from my last answer. And of course, such understanding will allow us to develop technology too. So it's a virtuous circle. Unfortunately, at the present time, there's absolutely no consensus about even which reactions are going on.
Well, explain why why it's so difficult to find a model for this. Why is the science so difficult to figure out?
Well, there have been many explanations, but most of them contradict established physics, or they contradict experimental observations. For example, many models imagine the approach and fusion of isotopic hydrogen nuclei, but fail to account for the lack of expected hot nuclear products. So in my view, some more realistic models are required. Of course, any viable theory has to explain what we already know, but as far as I'm aware, not a single one has successfully made a significant prediction. This is worrying and brings the field into disrepute.
What kind of predictions should be tested?
Good question. Well, several models predict helium-3 and radioactive tritium as products, depending on the hydrogen-deuterium ratio. I'm thinking particularly, for example, of Ed Storm's model, but many others have also made similar predictions. Mm-hmm. A systematic study of fuels and ashes would confirm or refute these models. Mm. It's amazing that nobody has ever demonstrated that hydrogen fuel is consumed.
Hmm. Well, the next conference is being held in the U.S. at Colorado State University. Will you be attending, William Colas?
Yes, I will. I'll be at Fort Collins next June, and it promised to be a fine conference. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for speaking with us, William Colas, Chief Executive of the International Society for Condensed Matter Nuclear Science. I wish you the best with your research.
Thank you very much indeed, Ruby.
Be sure to mark your calendars for the next International Conference on Condensed Matter Nuclear Science, ICCF 21, being held in the Laurie Student Center at Colorado State University in Fort Collins, Colorado, U.S. The conference runs next summer, June 3rd through the 8th, 2018. For more information and registration, go to www.iccf21.com. That's it for today. Find more episodes of the Cold Fusion Now podcast on our website at www.coldfusionnow.org or subscribe on iTunes. Until next time, I'm Ruby Carrot.